The Blitz. KFNC Mont Bellevue, Houston. A Gau Media station. If you're not down with that, we got two words for you.
Are you ready?
Hey, you think you can tell us what to do? You think you can tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters.
Live from the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Hour number two, 713-780-3776 is your number, 713-780-ESPN. Can also hit us up on The Blitz Facebook page. Find The Blitz. Click like. You're good to go. There's also Twitter, the preferred method. At Fred Fowler, at AJ is the real, at producer T Scott. You can also text the show 713-780-3776. And if you're so inclined, you can watch us on live stream. Just go to ESPN975.com, click on watch us on live stream. You'll see me glaring at the screen. So made it through 1 hour without going guns of the Navarone. That's a good start.
That's good.
Yeah. We'll see if I can...
And it's already 1 hour. I didn't even... Time is flying.
Yeah. Mostly me whining about getting robbed.
Yeah, time flies when you're complaining about getting ripped off.
Oh, well. And I'm getting a lot of good advice on this stuff. But somebody said, I think you're overreacting by thinking about moving from one thing. This is not one thing. This is... In my time here, I've had... Well, the accident thing I mentioned and how people reacted to that. I've had this. My other house was broken into when my kids sleep. That was, not that long. Well, it's been a while now because they were little. I've had a gun pointed at me. I've been robbed at knife point in this city. I kind of getting frustrated with it. And this, I don't know if this is the final straw, but there ain't too many other straws. And,
yeah.
And most people don't actually use straws anymore, apparently.
Yeah, straws are the devil now.
They kill fish, so... So maybe I'm overreacting.
You know what else kills fish, though? Fishermen.
Sharks?
Sharks.
Sharks kill fish.
No one's outlawing sharks. I wish they would.
Yeah. Yeah, if we could just, do a Thanos get rid of just some certain animals snap. Sharks.
Yeah, I don't need sharks. Snakes.
Spiders. Gone. Wombats. No, I kind of like wombats.
Aren't you the Canadian wombat?
I freaking love that. I don't know where that came from.
It's a good nickname.
It is. It is. I don't know who made up Canadian wombat.
I honestly think we should get rid of your falcon nickname and go with the Canadian wombat.
I'm kind of thinking that might not be too bad. Might not be too bad. Oh, man. All right. Where do you want to go from here? I'm trying to find something positive.
Oh.
Something fun.
You wanted a fun story. I don't know if I have any. I mean, we already talked about the Astros winning.
I could. This might be fun. I have the weirdest stadium foods for the 2018 NFL season. If you're going to be traveling around,
I won't be, but we can discuss that anyway.
Okay. How about this is from USA Today. Number 10 on their list is the Dungeness Crab Pretzel that they will be serving at San Francisco 49ers game.
That actually sounds pretty good.
Yeah, that does. Basically, it includes knuckle and claw meat mixed in with garlic, aioli, Dijon mustard, and chives on a butter-toasted pretzel baguette. That actually sounds pretty good. Fried PB&J from the Buffalo Bills.
Oh, that actually does sound pretty good.
Yeah, so far, so good. Okay, we're two for two. The Red Zone Bratwurst from the Cleveland Browns, which has... It's a giant bratwurst with a bunch of pickles. It's not for me. Beer bratwurst, caraway Cleveland kraut, spicy mustard, and Tony Paco's pickles.
I'd probably eat that.
I wouldn't because it's got pickles on it. Desert nachos from the Detroit Lions, which has dessert nachos.
Oh, okay.
Excuse me.
What the hell does Detroit have to do with the desert?
Well, have you been there? These two glorious and objectively unrelated foods are morphed into one masterpiece with fried tortilla chips, dusted with cinnamon and sugar, topped with smoked chocolate cherry Nutella sauce.
Yes,
I would eat that. Chocolate-covered Michigan cherry sprinkles and whipped cream.
Yeah, I would eat that.
I'm all in on that. Jacksonville has chicken and andouille jambalaya. It looks really good.
I would eat that.
Yeah. Your Houston Texans make the list.
I saw that Ronnie Killen's got his beef rib there.
Well, these are the Battle Red Tacos, which includes Flamin' Hot Cheetos Crusted Chicken Tenders.
No, I won't eat that.
Mango Pico de Gallo, Sriracha Mayonnaise, and Flour Tortillas. I'm not a big Cheeto guy. I won't eat that. So, they look cool, but they don't.
Yeah, but yeah. But you can get a Killen's beef rib now at NRG. So
yeah, I think yeah, but how many of those do you think he's actually going to have on?
I don't know,
72,000.
My thought was, what's the price tag on that? Because if that's you go to the I'm restaurant, thinking. You're talking about a $26, $27 hunk of meat.
Oh, it's going to be $40 there.
It's got to be right,
maybe more.
Man,
still, if it's there, I'll eat it.
Yeah,
yeah, that'd be a pretty good game food. And think about it, just buy one less beer.
Yeah. And then you've got a bone to throw at someone, or if things get hairy, if you're sitting in the in a really rough section, you can always chew your bone into a shiv and use it for protection.
Like in Law-Abiding Citizen, how he stabs the guy with a bone.
Yeah,
yeah.
Don't throw your bones at the game.
I mean, unless someone deserves it.
No, you don't throw your bone at a game.
Okay. What about in the? What about in the family restroom, the unisex restroom?
I've done that. number four, brought in a blanket from the Green Bay Packers, which is it's a brat wrapped in melted cheese curds, topped with beer mustard and a pretzel bun.
Yes, I would eat that.
That's purely that's got to be like Joel Blank's favorite thing because that's all good. Wisconsin. Number three is the pit bull from the Washington Redskins. It is a foot-long all-beef hot dog with horseradish mustard sauce, plenty of pit beef, and jardinera. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I won't eat that. Yeah, I don't like hot dogs.
Kansas City offers up the Kingdom Inferno Chicken Sandwich, which includes hand-breaded chicken tenders, Carolina Reaper pepper mayo, pepper jack cheese, sliced jalapenos, buffalo sauce, and a brioche bun.
My brain says, yeah, I'd eat that, but there is no way I'm going to eat that and then sit through a football game where at some point I know I'm going to have to take a dump in
the,
I don't like to use the restroom in public places.
Except for Buc-ee's.
Yeah, under protest. But imagine having to take a dump. Like at the Texans game.
Oh, God. You would have to try and weasel your way into the family room.
Oh. Yeah. Where there's going to be kid vomit and puke and
I'd take poo. That over the men's restroom. Well, yeah,
the men's restroom, you could forget it.
Oh.
Any event at Reliant, you better not have to do that because you're going to be sitting in pee.
Unless you can get into a suite bathroom.
Yeah, those are
in
nice.
Which case, it's like a Buc-ee's bathroom.
Man, I haven't been to the suite in a Texans game in a long time. Gridiron Burger Challenge. Oh, no, you know what? I take it back. I went last year. The Gridiron Burger Challenge of the Arizona Cardinals. I think we talked about this.
That's that massive burger, right?
Yeah, this is a 5 1/3-pound burger patties.
This is a man's meal.
5 hot dogs, 5 bratwursts, 20 slices of American cheese, 8 slices of bacon, 8 chicken tenders, 12 ounces of fries along with lettuce, tomatoes, pickles, and tanker sauce between 10-inch buns.
Yeah, so I'm always up for a food challenge.
This is right up your alley.
But I don't eat hot dogs and tomatoes, so I wouldn't eat it.
Well, they're only making 6 per game, and if a single fan can eat that thing in an hour, he or she will get recognized on the video board and take home a Cardinals jersey.
Oh.
That sounds like a cool thing to do for the fans, actually.
God, eating 6 hot dogs, though, I can't imagine. Yeah,
and man, just looking at it, I don't know where you put your mouth, where you start. Do you eat the bun off the top first? I don't even know how you would eat this because it's not really a burger. It's 2 buns with a bunch of craps put in the middle.
Is there a time limit on that burger?
It doesn't say.
I mean, I guess maybe it's over the course of the game.
Yeah, I would guess over the course of the game. But there's a lot of stuff on here I wouldn't mind trying. You know, that's what Eric Sandler needs to do. He needs to go and try all these.
He only eats fancy food.
Oh, he likes some good. He likes non-fancy food, too.
Does he?
Yeah. Yeah. That would be kind of cool. Montang Fred, you forgot to add to your list of Houston Omens got beat up in the men's. I did not get beat up in the men's restroom.
That's not what I heard.
No, I beat up. I threw one punch and knocked out a Weezer fan. Ollie says, I'm not eating anything from the Redskins facility.
Yeah.
And Eric says, don't throw your bones. Sounds like the new slogan at Baylor. Now they're trying to move past that. And they, you know, let's give them credit for getting rid of everybody.
Yeah.
I admire that at least. All right, 713-780-ESPN, your number, 713-780-3776. We're going to take a quick break. Got a lot more to get to. I had all kinds of NFL stuff. We'll talk about what's on Sports Map when we come back, too. Don't go anywhere. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and Sports Map 94.1.
Hey Houston, this is Tony Kent with the Houston Astros, and you're listening to the number one sports show in Houston, The Blitz with Fred and AJ.
And we are back on The Blitz. He says Edo isn't the safest place in Houston, new homes, but still has the same crime. The crime's actually gone up since we moved there. It was one of the reasons why we picked that particular neighborhood.
Your neighbors have all discussed that crime has gone up since you moved in.
There you go.
There's like a petition to get you guys the hell out of there.
Yeah, but listen, man.
Ever since the Canadians moved in, it's been awful around here.
Oh, geez, terribly. Yeah, I get it. I mean, there's areas by there that aren't that great, but, you know, I got robbed when I lived in the suburbs, too, so it's, what do you do? And I don't have to drive. So that's the trade-off. But, yeah. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. You know, dickweed textures are another reason that I'm kind of... What is... I can't read that.
Calvin?
Yeah.
Hey, Calvin, sports to you.
What's going on, guys?
Sports.
Awesome. Hey, Fred, I heard you got to go to the DMV, which is usually a miserable experience. I recently went. I went to the one on 45 north of 610 south of the Beltway, and you can wait in line online, and it was about 10 minutes in and out. Just wanted to let you know, man. I'll hang up and listen. Love the show.
Thanks, man. I think the whole online thing is the way I got to go. But I'm worried now that I got to take another eye test.
Oh, you can't see?
Well, my eyes aren't what they were, and I don't want to have to go get glasses.
If your eyes aren't what they were, maybe getting glasses is a good idea.
Mm-hmm. No.
You'd just rather be blind than have glasses?
I'm not blind. I'm not blind. I can still see pretty
right,
well.
Right, but if your eyes aren't good enough to pass a vision test for driving, that's cause for concern.
No, not really. That's only when I'm an old.
What?
That's only when I'm an old. I passed it 4 years ago. I don't think it's going to be any different.
All right.
But I'm always nervous about that. Because that happened to me the first time I ever renewed my license. I had to go in, and I couldn't see the line. And then I had to go get glasses. It was a nightmare, and then I eventually got LASIK. But I kind of need to get my LASIK redone because there's been a little erosion there. It's another potential sponsorship for...
You got all kinds of stuff.
Hey, man, I'm just letting them know.
You got the fire.
You got the number one sports show in the city, and you got a chance to pick up some endorsements. So 713-780-ESPN if you want to get in. There are a lot of texters that wish they could have broken in and stolen my stuff. Okay.
Well, we got some different stuff.
Yeah, well, just... I'll be a little more ready this time. I'll just tell you. So I will. If you do, I'm just going to start shooting and assuming it's self-defense. Your Broncos are looking for a veteran backup, which kind of makes sense. How about that? I thought about this today. What if Teddy Bridgewater were to go to Denver as a backup to Case Keenum? And they'd have the Vikings crew from last year.
Yeah.
For the most part. They can't be serious about Chad Kelly as a backup, especially with Case Keenum as a starter.
No.
So.
But did you read what they said about Colin Kaepernick?
I did not.
They're looking at, if it comes down to they're going to carry, or they do cut ties with Paxton Lynch, the Broncos, and then they're down to Case Keenum and Chad Kelly. The Elway was asked today if Colin Kaepernick was a viable option. He said, you know what? I said this a while ago. Colin had his chance to be here. We offered him a contract. He didn't take it. As I said in my deposition, he's had his chance to be here. He passed on it. So he said now he's got no interest in him anymore.
Well, at this point, he's been out of the league long enough, and with everything else, I wouldn't want any part of him.
No. But
even as a backup.
So maybe it, but it does open up the, was it a full-blown blackballing or was?
Yeah. I don't think that's.
Was he at this point almost kind of being a martyr to the whole thing? Or was he just wanted to be a starter somewhere?
Because
if that's the case, like Colin Kaepernick was a borderline starting quarterback, you know, to begin with. He had a couple good years, maybe two good years a while back, and then he was clearly regressing. And, you know, if he was like holding out for a starting gig or big time money, that wasn't going to come.
Yeah, I think it's a little bit of both. I think there was some blackballing going on, but I also think that there were teams that would give him a shot, and he just, you know, preferred the martyr route, maybe just kept raising the bar a little bit. So. Like, oh, I want to start. Well, never mind that. Oh, I want this much money. Oh, never mind that. And turn it into a self-fulfilling thing a little bit.
Yeah.
But, you know, I wish him all the best. But I do think from a Denver perspective, it would be good for them to get a solid veteran backup. Especially since if Paxton Lynch keeps falling down the depth chart, that's a pretty good indication that you don't ever want to see him out there.
Right.
You see what Michael Wilbon went off on Jalen Ramsey for all his trash talk about quarterbacks?
I mean, I didn't see what he said, but we talked about that yesterday, and I think it's a bad look, but Jalen Ramsey's a different cat, man.
I'm kind of there's a lot there that, okay, maybe as a player you shouldn't say, but there was also a lot that, you know, same stuff we've said.
Yeah.
So I don't really, I mean, I don't want to rip the guy too much because we bitch about it when they say the same old player speak, coach speak. And when a guy comes out and wants to start ripping on people, talking a little trash.
I mean, yeah, it makes our job easy.
Yeah. It's kind of like, should we have it both ways? I don't think we should.
Man. But I will say, it's one thing to you know, to roast Josh Allen.
Okay.
Yeah. You could say he sucks. That's fine. I mean, at this point, I don't think any of us know what he is.
Yeah, he may turn out to be great. I think most of us are skeptical.
But he, to badmouth, and again, I don't think any of the guys I'm about to mention are in their primes or we have an up arrow next to their name. But Eli Manning, Ben Roethlisberger, and Joe Flacco, those three guys have 5 Super Bowl rings between them. Jalen Ramsey, as good as he is, he still hasn't really done anything in this league. You know what I mean? He's got a long way to go before he can start, you know, acting like Eli Manning and Ben Roethlisberger are just guys because he hasn't accomplished a quarter of what those guys have. Not even close. So I can see it from both sides. If he wants to act wild, then cool. I just looked it up, and Wilbon said he ain't Deion Sanders, he ain't Richard Sherman, which that's kind of true, you know?
Not yet. I mean, I think you could argue he was the best cornerback in the league last year.
That's fine.
So you're certainly on that path. You're an all-pro in your second season.
Yeah,
it's a pretty good place to be. And really, I think it was about 6 games left in his rookie year.
Ben Roethlisberger already had a Super Bowl ring after his second season. So,
yeah, they won that first one in spite of Ben.
Yeah.
But regardless, yeah, as far as accomplishments in the league, yes, absolutely. But I also think, you know, we may be looking up in 10 years, and this guy's got every bit the resume that those dudes do, if not more. So, and he was talking about playing against him now.
Right.
And I'm higher on Big Ben than Jalen Ramsey is. But so he says, you notice he didn't talk about his college quarterback, Jameis Winston, as a trash quarterback.
It's because Jameis Winston's not playing for the first month of the season.
Yeah, he's not gonna say anything about. He's not gonna say anything about Jameis, I guarantee you. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. And guys, are you hiring? And are you a small business who's hiring? That's even harder. It can be a challenge. There's only one place you can go where you can find hiring that's simple, fast, and smart. It's a place where growing businesses connect to qualified candidates. And that's ZipRecruiter.com/play. And guys, I tell you, I've had to sort through resumes, hundreds of them sometimes, and you can never quite find the right person, or you miss somebody who might have been really good. Well, that's what ZipRecruiter does well. They send your job to over 100 of the web's leading job boards, but they don't stop there. With their powerful matching technology, ZipRecruiter scans thousands of resumes to find people with the right experience and invite them to apply to your job. As applications come in, ZipRecruiter analyzes each one and spotlights the top candidates so you never miss a great match. ZipRecruiter is so effective that 80% of employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. With results like that, it is no wonder that ZipRecruiter is the highest-rated hiring site in America. That's right, all of America. And right now, Blitzers can try ZipRecruiter for free at this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/play. That's ZipRecruiter.com/play. ZipRecruiter.com/play. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Hey Houston, this is Tony Kent with the Houston Astros, and you're listening to the number one sports show in Houston, The Blitz, with Fred and AJ.
And we are back on The Blitz. Somebody says Edo isn't the safest place in Houston, new homes, but still has the same crime. The crime's actually gone up since we moved there. It was one of the reasons why we picked that particular neighborhood.
Your neighbors have all discussed that crime has gone up since you moved in.
There you go.
There's like a petition to get you guys the hell out of there.
Yeah, but listen, man.
Ever since the Canadians moved in, it's been awful around here.
Oh, geez, terribly. Yeah, I get it. I mean, there's areas by there that aren't that great, but, you know, I got robbed when I lived in the suburbs, too, so it's, what do you do? And I don't have to drive. So that's the trade-off. But, yeah. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. You know, dickweed textures are another reason that I'm kind of... What is... I can't read that.
Calvin?
Yeah.
Hey, Calvin, sports to you.
What's going on, guys?
Sports.
Awesome. Hey, Fred, I heard you got to go to the DMV, which is usually a miserable experience. I recently went. I went to the one on 45 north of 610 south of the Beltway, and you can wait in line online, and it was about 10 minutes in and out. Just wanted to let you know, man. I'll hang up and listen. Love the show.
Thanks, man. I think the whole online thing is the way I got to go. But I'm worried now that I got to take another eye test.
Oh, you can't see?
Well, my eyes aren't what they were. And I don't want to have to go get glasses.
I mean, if your eyes aren't what they were, maybe getting glasses is a good idea.
Mm-hmm. No.
You just rather be blind than have glasses?
I'm not blind. I'm not blind. I can still see pretty
well. Right, but if your eyes aren't good enough to pass a vision test for driving, that's cause for concern.
No, not really. That's only when I'm an old.
What?
That's only when I'm an old. I passed it 4 years ago. I don't think it's going to be any different.
All right.
I don't.
All right.
I don't. You know. But I'm always nervous about that because that happened to me the first time I ever renewed my license. I had to go in and I couldn't see the line, and then I had to go get glasses. It was a nightmare, and then I eventually got LASIK. But I kind of need to get my LASIK redone because there's been a little erosion there. It's another potential sponsorship for.
You got all kinds of stuff.
Hey, man, I'm just letting them know.
You got the fire.
You got the number one sports show in the city, and you got a chance to, you know, pick up some endorsements. So, 713-780-ESPN if you want to get in. Yeah. There are a lot of texters that wish they could have broken in and stolen my stuff. Okay.
Oh, we got some different stuff.
Yeah, well, just I'll be a little more ready this time. I'll just tell you. So I will, if you do, I'm just going to start shooting and assuming it's self-defense. Your Broncos are looking for a veteran backup, which kind of makes sense. How about that? I thought about this today. What if Teddy Bridgewater were to go to Denver as a backup to Case Keenum? And they'd have the Vikings crew from last year.
Yeah.
For the most part. They can't be serious about Chad Kelly as a backup, especially with Case Keenum as a starter.
No.
So,
but did you read what they said about Colin Kaepernick?
I did not.
As the, you know, they're looking at if it comes down to they're going to carry or they do cut ties with Paxton Lynch, the Broncos, and then they're down to Case Keenum and Chad Kelly. The Elway was asked today if Colin Kaepernick was a viable option. He said, you know what? I said this a while ago. Colin had his chance to be here. We offered him a contract. He didn't take it. As I said in my deposition, he's had his chance to be here. He passed on it. So he said now he's got no interest in him anymore.
Well, at this point, he's been out of the league long enough, and with everything else, I wouldn't want any part of him.
No. But
even as a backup.
But it does open up the, was it a full-blown blackballing or was.
Yeah. I don't think that's.
Was he at this point almost kind of being a martyr to the whole thing? Or was he just wanted to be a starter somewhere?
Because
if that's the case, like Colin Kaepernick was a borderline starting quarterback, you know, to begin with. He had a couple good years, maybe two good years a while back, and then he was clearly regressing. And, you know, if he was like holding out for a starting gig or big time money, that wasn't going to come.
Yeah, I think it's a little bit of both. I think there was some blackballing going on, but I also think that there were teams that would give him a shot, and he just, you know, preferred the martyr route, maybe just kept raising the bar a little bit. So. Like, oh, I want to start. Well, never mind that. Oh, I want this much money. Oh, never mind that. And turn it into a self-fulfilling thing a little bit.
Yeah.
But, you know, I wish him all the best. But I do think from a Denver perspective, it would be good for them to get a solid veteran backup. Especially since if Paxton Lynch keeps falling down the depth chart, that's a pretty good indication that you don't ever want to see him out there.
Right.
You see what Michael Wilbon went off on Jalen Ramsey for all his trash talk about quarterbacks?
I mean, I didn't see what he said, but we talked about that yesterday, and I think it's a bad look, but Jalen Ramsey's a different cat, man.
I'm kind of there's a lot there that, okay, maybe as a player you shouldn't say, but there was also a lot that, you know, same stuff we've said.
Yeah.
So I don't really, I mean, I don't want to rip the guy too much because we bitch about it when they say the same old player speak, coach yep. speak. And when a guy comes out and wants to start ripping on people, talking a little trash.
I mean, yeah, it makes our job easy.
Yeah. It's kind of like, should we have it both ways? I don't think we should.
Man. But I will say, it's one thing to you know, to roast Josh Allen.
Okay.
Yeah. You could say he sucks. That's fine. I mean, at this point, I don't think any of us know what he is.
Yeah, he may turn out to be great. I think most of us are skeptical.
But he, to badmouth, and again, I don't think any of the guys I'm about to mention are in their primes or we have an up arrow next to their name. But Eli Manning, Ben Roethlisberger, and Joe Flacco, those three guys have 5 Super Bowl rings between them. Jalen Ramsey, as good as he is, he hasn't really done anything in this league. You know what I mean? He's got a long way to go before he can start, you know, acting like Eli Manning and Ben Roethlisberger are just guys because he hasn't accomplished a quarter of what those guys have. Not even close. So I can see it from both sides. If he wants to act wild, then cool. I just looked it up, and Wilmont said he ain't Deion Sanders, he ain't Richard Sherman, which that's kind of true, you know.
Not yet. I mean, I think you could argue he was the best cornerback in the league last year.
That's fine.
So you're certainly on that path. You're an All-Pro in your second season.
Yeah,
it's a pretty good place to be. And really, I think it was about six games left in his rookie year.
Ben Roethlisberger already had a Super Bowl ring after his second season, so.
Yeah, they won that first one in spite of Ben.
Yeah.
But regardless, yeah, as far as accomplishments in the league, yes, absolutely. But I also think, you know, we may be looking up in 10 years, and this guy's got every bit the resume that those dudes do, if not more. So, and you know, he was talking about playing against him now.
Right.
And I'm higher on Big Ben than Jalen Ramsey is. But so he says, you notice he didn't talk about his college quarterback, Jameis Winston, as a trash quarterback.
It's because Jameis Winston's not playing for the first month of the season.
Yeah, he's not gonna say anything about. He's not going to say anything about Jameis, I guarantee you. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. And, guys, are you hiring? And are you a small business who's hiring? That's even harder. It can be a challenge. There's only one place you can go where you can find hiring that's simple, fast, and smart. It's a place where growing businesses connect to qualified candidates. And that's ZipRecruiter.com/play. And guys, I tell you, I've had to sort through resumes, hundreds of them sometimes, and you can never quite find the right person, or you miss somebody who might have been really good. Well, that's what ZipRecruiter does well. They send your job to over 100 of the web's leading job boards, but they don't stop there. With their powerful matching technology, ZipRecruiter scans thousands of resumes to find people with the right experience and invite them to apply to your job. As applications come in, ZipRecruiter analyzes each one and spotlights the top candidates so you never miss a great match. ZipRecruiter is so effective that 80% of employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. With results like that, it is no wonder that ZipRecruiter is the highest rated hiring site in America. That's right, all of America. And right now, Blitzers can try ZipRecruiter for free at this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/play. That's ZipRecruiter.com/play. ZipRecruiter.com/play. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Hey, I got to say about SportsMap. Forgot to do that earlier. Lots of great stuff on SportsMap.com. Go and check it out right now. Follow us on Twitter at SportsMapHOU. That's the best way to do it. Make sure you follow us on Twitter. Cody Stutes has his 11 observations from Texans training camp for today. Does 11 every day, as a matter of fact.
Why 11?
That's just a number he likes.
Okay.
I always liked even numbers, like 10 of this. Or if you're doing fewer ones, short odd numbers, like 3 or 5.
Right. But hey, I mean, whatever works.
But I never did 6 observations or 8.
It just seems weird, but.
But hey, he does 11 and they're good. So you know what? You're getting 10 observations and one for free.
Yeah.
That's what it is. So you get a bonus observation from Cody. Holly has a video up on NFL teams that may surprise in 2018. So I know you'll watch that. Josh Jordan has his first mock draft up, too. So, plenty of good stuff on sportsmap.com. Joel's got a video on Deshaun Watson and Jimmy Garoppolo. And Charlie Palillo.
Charlie.
Has a video on lack of close games in 2018 is a good sign for the Astros.
Okay.
Which, unfortunately, I haven't seen any of these yet because I've been a little busy. But and then Brian O'Donnell had a story on what a 2-game NFL preseason would look like. For those of you who want that. I don't think the NFL is going to play along. That is 4 today.
Sorry.
You good? You gonna survive?
I think I'm gonna make it.
All right. Let's squeeze in a call real quick. William. What's up, William?
Hello. How are you guys?
We're doing sports.
Hey, I was just going to tell you, you know, you got the wrong dog. That's all.
My dog, honestly.
I think she's not a war machine. I think she's a slacker and she's just along for a free can of food.
I'm really disappointed. I know she's getting a little old, but she can be a vicious little bitch. And where was that last night when I needed it? This morning, excuse me. But when the police came today, I had to put her in the room because she's barking so much.
See, she's a fraud.
I think she might have been in on it. I think she's a traitor.
Wouldn't surprise me.
Very disappointed in her. And I sat her down and I told her how disappointed I was and that there would be no treats.
And when you said sit, did she sit?
She did sit.
Okay.
Yeah.
I thought maybe she was defiant once again.
No.
No thanks. I'll stand.
I did my best to make her feel bad and feel shame for what she had done or not done. But, you know, she sleeps all day. So aren't you supposed to be a little bit awake at night? Just enough you hear something? Unless she's going deaf on me.
That could be.
Because I don't think she was really listening to me while I was talking to her. Yeah. Well, we might have to relegate her. And promote a dog from a lesser area. Taylor says, by the way, you're a trooper for coming into work today. We appreciate it. I didn't want to. I'm not going to lie to you. But I also figured the best thing for me is to get here and do the thing that I love and just have some fun with the show today.
The thing that you love, masturbating on top of your desk.
Well, no. That's,
and then coming here and do the show.
No, that's not true. I have a trash can for that.
Right, but you stand on top of your desk while you do it.
No, I don't. That's incorrect.
That's what I heard from the big party that we had. That was your...
Actually, that wasn't me.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah. Trust me, cleaning that office after the party was no fun. Some things that were there, human eyes should never see. But, yeah, Willie Will says you cut your dog and see what's out there on the market. Well, we're you know, she's definitely on the cut line now. This is the only reason you have a dog, right?
Right.
Oh, companionship. I don't need that.
You're not looking for that.
No. And that I expect cats to be useless because cats are absolutely worthless.
Right.
Especially our cats. They're terrible with the litter box. They're not friendly. And they're total jerks. So all I expect from the dog is, hey, you know, do me two things. If we go for a walk, please don't eat the little dog, which she tried to do a couple weeks ago, and bark.
Yeah.
But don't bark when I'm watching TV and nothing's going on. Maybe it's my fault for chastising her for that, too. But middle of the night, bark. Oh, 713-780-ESPN, your number, 713-780-3776. I think Tyler wants to talk about college football. I'd like to talk a little college football.
Hey, Tyler.
Hey, what's up, fellas? How we doing?
We're doing sports. What's up with you?
Man, sports, you know, just meeting the kids' teacher and whatnot.
Oh, my wife's doing that tonight.
Yeah, man, that's my duty today. But, hey, I just wanted to talk a little college football. And before I get into that, Fred, what are the odds that, I know it's Thursday, but what are the odds that the jackasses that stole your stuff are blitzers or are they usual suspects? But my question was, Longhorn football, man, what is a successful Longhorn football season? I know we're like 5 years removed from, you know, just being really, really bad for a long time. I'm thinking 9 wins. I'd probably say gets Tom Herman, you know, a green check mark, you know, but I just want to see what you guys had to say.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, if they go 9-3 in the regular season, I think that's a phenomenal season. But then if they go 9-3, and let's just, 9-3 may even be overkill to even hope for. But let's say they go 9-3 and their three losses are USC, TCU, Oklahoma. Do you really know anything still? Because that means they just beat up on all the weaker Big 12 teams, and they beat Maryland and Tulsa.
They probably beat a couple teams that are close to them in Oklahoma State and West Virginia, though.
Okay. but you didn't beat anybody that going in we thought was a good team.
Yeah.
And that'd be frustrating.
I think 8 or 9 wins. I think they'll beat one of those 3 teams that you mentioned.
Okay.
And I think they'll lose to one of the others.
Well, they have.
Okay, this is a beyond a record now. In every burp you add, you're just adding to a record total.
You're welcome. So, USC, TCU, back-to-back weekends in September at home, both of them. So not that Texas has been great shakes at home lately, but yeah, I think 8 wins, if they go 8-4 in the regular season, you start to feel good about what Tom Herman's building.
What if they're 7-5?
Then it's like, man, this isn't going quickly enough. And I'm not saying he's fired, but I'm saying that he gets put on the same alert that Charlie Strong got put on when he was moving too slowly.
And then when he gets off to the bad start next year.
Yep. It opens the door.
I hope that doesn't happen. But
I hope not too.
But I'm not totally convinced that it's impossible that it happens either. Mott said, all jokes aside, it's probably best your dog didn't alert. Someone could have lost their life for a few grand and inconvenience. I said that at the top. I'm glad. I didn't really want to. The last thing I really want to do is get involved in something like that over a wallet, like, and some bikes.
I don't know. My dog weighs 85 pounds. I think your dog is pretty big too.
70, yeah.
Okay. When that dog meets you at the door, usually it doesn't have to come to a gun.
Well, that's the thing. She can be very vicious. I think she's got a little pit in her. And yeah, if she had gone down there, they would have run. And she probably would have bitten them. But she didn't. Nice job. She just slept through it.
Lazy ass dog.
Yeah, man. You know, I just want to get some rest. Maybe eat some of Fred's weed. And then I can just chill. But yeah. What are you going to do? Did you see what Daryl Morey said about your buddy LeBron?
No. He's no good. Carmelo's better.
He said, you look at his ability to generate wins and championship probability over time, and you basically break that down. You don't need all the numbers. You can watch as well and see that. But if you basically isolate that and also look at the career he's had, frankly, I think at this point it's become a bit of a wide margin, actually, where he's come out ahead. I know that's a little controversial, but he is the best player to ever play in the NBA. By a big margin.
Okay. I say the same thing all the time. If you believe LeBron James is the greatest player in NBA history, I'm not going to argue with you. If you believe Michael Jordan is the best player in NBA history, I'm not going to argue with you. It's just okay. I'm fine with it either way.
Yeah.
I just don't. I think it's silly for people to go back and like. To take one side and like it's like a this that's not even debatable because it's debatable. And,
of course it is. Of course it is.
And it's not what I mean. There's people will be like, oh well, what about LeBron's lost in the final? Jordan never lost a finals. Okay, that's cool.
Yeah, you can take that argument.
Tom Brady lost a Super Bowl this year. Does it make him any less the best quarterback ever? No. And if you come at me with Joe Montana never lost a Super Bowl. You're behind the times. Tom Brady has surpassed Joe Montana basically across the board.
What about Joe Montana?
Joe Montana, good, not Tom Brady level.
Yeah, I don't really like those arguments because you can't convince somebody and change their mind by, you know, giving your side of it if that's your opinion. And it's always the guy you grew up with. I did think Montana was the best I'd ever seen until Brady.
Yeah. And I remember there was a time when there was an argument for who's better, Peyton Manning or Tom Brady. And there was a time when I would say, you know what, you can argue for either side. I'll listen to an argument for both sides. That time has come and gone. And maybe by the time LeBron is finished, maybe there's no discussion about him and MJ. But as of right now, I think that you're not wrong on whichever side you choose. The only way you can be wrong is if you come at me with like George Mikan, y'all never saw him play, but George Mikan was better than he either one. Then you're wrong.
Yeah, and like Wilt Chamberlain, for instance, I never saw. I've seen grainy film.
Yeah, don't come at me with Bill Russell.
All I know is that their argument for Bill Russell is he won a bunch of titles.
That's cool. Yeah.
In, in an 8-team league.
Right.
And all I know is Wilt scored 100 points and averaged ridiculous numbers throughout his career, and they changed the rules to make the game harder for him. So, but I can't really speak to those guys. And you know what? I hate to break it to you. You don't have to declare who you think is the greatest out of LeBron James and Michael Jordan. You don't. There's no law that says, oh, I have to have this opinion.
Well, yeah. Yeah, you do. Because no. What if you get into a discussion and they say, okay, well, who do you pick?
Well, I'd basically say, I don't know. I don't know who I'd pick. I mean, right now, I would say...
You lean Tracy McGrady.
No, come on, man. Steve Francis. No, but I think the reality is, if you lay it out, I lean more to the LeBron argument than the Jordan argument. But okay. I'm not going to fault anybody for having either one. So, there. Why do I have to have an opinion on that?
I don't know. You really don't.
No.
Trump Bebo says, I think Pete Van Horn is the GOAT. I think you mean Keith Van Horn. Pete Van Horn, I'm not familiar with. Keith Van Horn, I'll listen to that argument too. LeBron, Jordan, Keith Van Horn. Not Pete Van Horn, though.
Yeah, Pete was kind of a turd, too.
Chase says, Peyton Manning, GOAT quarterback. Brady had Belichick. Manning revolutionized the position, won a Super Bowl with two teams. So?
Yeah, yeah. And that last Super Bowl, they won in spite of him.
Peyton Manning was like... He was one of the worst Super Bowl winning quarterbacks ever. Like, what he did statistically the year leading into that Super Bowl, he was not good. And he was not good in the Super Bowl. But, no. Peyton Manning, not the GOAT quarterback.
No. Now, you want to make that argument for regular season GOAT? I'll listen to that.
I'll listen to that.
But playoff Manning? No. I mean, his whole career was playoff disappointments.
Yeah.
I mean, how many times were they a high seed and they got ousted?
And how many times was it by Tom Brady?
Well, a bunch.
A bunch. Yeah, I won't hear that argument anymore.
And I won't hear
it's
any,
crazy talk.
And I won't hear any arguments against my computer career.
Oh, hey, weren't we supposed to have Zumos today?
Yeah, he brought some, but he couldn't stay, so he's going to bring some tomorrow.
What?
I have some to take home. I'll get some. I'll give you in the refrigerator.
I haven't eaten all day because I thought I was going to eat Zumos.
Well, that's what I thought.
You told me don't eat.
I did, and I didn't eat either.
Now look at me. I look like Kate Moss. I'm wasting away.
That's my bad, and I didn't know until I got here, and Wes handed me a bag and said, here, you had to run.
Oh, damn it.
So you didn't cook for us? You lied to me.
All right.
So it's Wes's fault, not my fault.
Thanks a lot, Wes. All right, guys. If your job is making you miserable, sucking the life out of you, wake up. You can do something else. IT, I know what you're thinking. I'm not a math guy. I'm not a science guy. I'm not a computer guy. It doesn't matter. No excuses. It's not rocket science, guys. It's my computer career. Helping people start a career in IT, that is their thing. If you don't absolutely love what you're doing, change it. Go to mycomputercareer.edu. Take the free career evaluation today. You could start your new life as an IT pro in as little as 4 months. You attend classes on campus or live online just 2 or 3 times a week. You'll get everything you need to start a new career. More than a school, too, they help you get into the industry because they work with hundreds of employers that hire their students. My Computer Career is nationally accredited. Financial aid is available for those who qualify, including the GI Bill for my fellow vets. Classes start up soon, guys. Go take that free career evaluation now. MyComputerCareer.edu. That's MyComputerCareer.edu.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Check out SportsMap. SportsMap.com. Greatest website that doesn't have porn. I think that's fair. Greatest website.
It's up there.
Yeah. Follow us on Twitter at SportsMapHOU. I'm getting a lot of stories from people who had similar crap happen to them. So, yeah. So I lived in Fort Collins, Colorado for 16 years and never experienced any crime. And then moved here in 2012. Phone stolen from the locker of a fitness place. His truck was shot in a Chevron parking lot because of a road rage incident not directed at him. Work backpack with laptop stolen out of a locked truck. Eesh. Man, I'm telling you, the car break-ins have been ridiculous lately. And I've had, I think about one a week now, I've had a friend of mine get their car broke all over town. One of them was in River Oaks.
Mm.
So, sucks. 713-780 ESPN time for the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
All right, you know what usually cheers me up is a good prank. Not on me.
But on someone else.
On someone else. Something that makes me laugh. A guy in California.
Okay.
Which usually, you know, basically went to a beach and he had a remote control boat that he kind of directed towards people in the water.
Okay.
The remote control boat looked just like a shark fin. So basically, people saw this thing and freaked out. And, there's some video online if you get a chance, just a remote controlled shark attack prank 2018 if you want to see it. But he rigged up a fake shark fin and went to the beach, and he had it sneak up on swimmers and then recording them as they lost their minds. The prank opens up with a woman telling him, "You guys are going to hell for this." So, probably not, but look at the bright side. You're not getting eaten by a shark.
Chase Pope is still trying to tell me about Tom Brady's a system quarterback, apparently. Coaching. System.
Doesn't matter whether it is or not. Everyone's a system quarterback. Joe Montana was a system quarterback.
Yeah.
You still have to go back. You still have to put the numbers up. You still have to have the wins. You still have to actually do something and do it over time. Doesn't matter what the system is. If you're consistently putting up numbers, consistently winning Super Bowls, I'm sorry.
Was that the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day?
That was the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
Lamont says, did we talk Joel Osteen? We did not. I purposely didn't bring it up the other day. Or was it 2 days ago when he got honored by the city of Houston, because I didn't want to stir anything up, but just based on what I just said, you can probably guess my thoughts on it. So
I think Jesus loves him very much.
And a lot of people were mad that they haven't honored Mattress Mack. I'm pretty sure they did within like a month of Hurricane Harvey.
Maybe so.
So And
you know,
anytime they do these days, it's only for that one day. It's not like it's an annual thing.
And I'll say this. There are a lot of churches, including the church that I go to. And I know the pastor at our church flooded during the hurricane. And they were still sending out crews from Houston Northwest Church. Like for weeks and weeks and weeks after the hurricane. So there's a lot of churches in the city who did a lot of good. Why Joel Osteen is picked out to be the guy who's like honored by the city is a little bit beyond me. And you know, I'm not saying that like that it should be which church did them. I think anybody who did anything to help anybody, whether a church or a mattress store or just a dude with a boat, anybody who did anything to help during the hurricane deserves recognition, including Joel Osteen, because I guess technically he did do some good things after the hurricane. Not immediately after the hurricane, but like, you know, shortly after immediately.
I think AJ Hoffman did more than Joel Osteen.
I don't know about that.
But I'll say this. I'm not a big religion guy in terms of organized religions, but I think what's important is if you go to a place, does it make you feel better? Does it give you a sense of community? And I think a lot of the small churches around the city are very important for that. And you know, even if you're not in total agreement with everything about them, it gives you a place to go. And when things are bad in the community, those are the ones that step up. And they're the ones that are out helping people, you know, get the drywall out of their houses like your church was doing. There's a bunch of those that did things like that and fed people. And that's why I think they're very they're important to a community. And in any church where you get into and you get something out of it that helps you make you a better person or make you feel better about yourself, I'm all for. Evangelists who are making billions, I have a different opinion of. And I think that's business. And yeah, cool if you want to go to Lakewood and that makes you feel better about yourself, that's great.
Good for you.
Then take whatever you can from that, and that's great. But I'm very suspicious of people who use religion to make money and make significant amounts, and that includes Catholic Church.
Yep.
So, and that's all I have to say.
Thank you.
What do we have here?
Triangle Energy, of course, Fred. Everybody knows that. Duh.
Sorry. Yeah, I was an Eagle
short.
You
should be sorry.
I was an Eagle short. I only had two Eagles today.
That's all right.
Terrible.
Well, the third Eagle got stolen out of your house
exactly,
last night.
Along with the bike.
All right, let me tell you guys about Triangle Energy. Listen, there are a lot of energy providers out there, and they've all got a different deal and a different hook that they're throwing out there at you. Like, oh, we'll give you free weekends. We'll give you free days. You may have fallen for one of those. Inevitably, you'll find out that's not exactly what you're getting. There's always some fine print that makes it a little different than what you expect. With Triangle, you're never gonna find out later that they've jacked your rate. You're never gonna find any additional fees on your bill. There's no gimmicks. There's no charges for going over a certain amount of electricity. It's good, honest business from a good, honest company. The rates you see, that is the rate that you pay, and it's usually a really competitive rate. Give them a call to find out, 877-93-EAGLE, or log on to TryEagleEnergy.com. Use promo code ESPN. You'll shave a couple bucks off your bill right there. 877-93-EAGLE or TryEagleEnergy.com. Promo code ESPN. PUCT license number 10064.